2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set. Headed for the open
door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the
And line. A run I did. Chris Uzinski here from Running Flat. And on the live line with us tonight is my co-host, Kelly Steele from the Windsor Star. Happy New Year, Kelly.
Happy New Year, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And this is kind of our first year over with, you know, for Running Flat Radio. This is our brand new year. And we decided to start with kind of a resolution show, as it may be. So later on in the show, we have Dr. Michelle Prince, who's been on the show before. She's coming back on to kind of give us and the listeners an update of kind of where she's at with her cancer treatments and her show and and her resolutions. And a little bit later on in the show, we have Danielle Mingay and Chris Mingay from the Adrenaline Extreme Fitness folks. They're going to be in talking about, you know, the truth behind resolutions. This whole thing about resolutions is just driving me nuts, I got to tell you. But before we get into that, if you're just joining us on Running Flat Radio, it's a show predominantly about running, triathlon, cycling. We're kind of like your endurance junkie show. And we kind of deep dive all these different sports and why we do these things to really kind of hopefully motivate you to kind of join us in one of our runs or one of our events. And, you know, kind of get rid of that animosity of your first 5K and you know, what to worry about during your first 5K. So, we're going to do that as we go through the winter months. We're going to talk about training. We have the Hansons coming back in to talk about the Hansons method. We have, in a couple weeks, we got the Running Flat team doctor, Dr. Tim O'Callaghan. He's coming in, and we're going to talk about, you know, health warnings and what you should be asking your doctor before you start running and all this kind of stuff. But this show is really kind of dedicated to what I think is the bull crap of resolutions versus versus, you know, is it really just a mindful, you know, change of making a difference? So, you know.
So what is your feeling on that?
You know, my feeling is, first off, you got to understand the history of the resolution. The history of the resolution is really something that comes from Protestant nations around the world, because most of the world, unless you were a British colony at one point in time, do not celebrate the resolution. And it was all, yeah, it was all part of, and you know, I got this from doing some research, and there was a great article done by Anna Almendralla from Huffington Post about the history of the resolution and really how South America doesn't celebrate it. Most of Europe doesn't celebrate it or even mention it. It's mostly because of a Protestant year-end offering that you've made to make yourself different. So, you know, look, I think the whole idea behind resolutions, frankly, is that I think it's more or less kind of like a hallmark moment for gym memberships to be sold.
Oh yeah, the gyms are packed right now.
That's what I hear, you know, and really, you know, I think it's just more of a gym thing than anything else. But I don't know, what do you guys think? Kelly?
Oh, sorry. You know, honestly, what I think I like the idea of a resolution because I like the idea that you start the new year on a great note. A lot of times, you know, you go over the course of the year and there's so many different things that, you know, you've wanted to do or you just haven't had the chance to do. So as long as your resolution is sensible, I think they're a great thing to have, you know. Like, you know, a lot of people, my big beef is the people that go and buy the memberships, buy the expensive treadmills, and it all falls by the wayside. Because let's face it, you need to be accountable and you need that motivation, right? So a lot of times I think that's why your resolutions fail. But no, I'm all for them. I make resolutions for myself all the time.
Every year?
Oh, yeah. I don't always stick to them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know, to get more organized or, you know, to be nicer or whatever. Like,
being
I come
nicer.
Up with every year.
Being nicer. I've known you for quite a while. I don't think it could be any nicer. Let me tell you something there. There was a Gallup poll done in 1949. 47 regarding the resolution. And it was, you know, the top 10 resolutions for 1947. And well, you know what? It number one was improve your disposition, be more understanding, and control thy temper. Number two is improve my character. Number three was stop smoking, up in the top three. Number four was save more money. Five was stop drinking or drink less. you know, you kind of see that whole madman scene. And number six was be more religious, go to church oftener.
That's an interesting one. You don't hear that one very often.
No. And then also 1947, and number seven was be more efficient, do a better job, take better care of your health, be a better part of your home life, and lose weight was number 10. So
really?
Now, that was 1947.
I'd like to lose weight is right near the top now.
100%. In 2014, the same Gallup poll, number one, lose weight. Number two was getting organized. Number three was spend less, save more. Number four was enjoy life to the fullest. Stay fit and healthy was number five. Learn something exciting was number six.
I like that.
I think so too. Number seven was quit smoking, help others in their dreams. Number nine was fall in love. And then number 10, spend more time with family. So,
those are some good resolutions, you know that?
Yeah, those ones are some good ones.
And
most of them you don't have to spend money on, which I guess is the positive message there. So
yeah, and you know, and that's like, that really is the sad part about the whole gym membership. Everyone, you know, I think it's the old people want the quick fix, so they figure they get the gym membership and they're automatically going to go and they're automatically going to start to get in shape. I'm sure if you looked at the stats are probably alarming that the majority of people who buy those memberships either at the end of December or the first part of January normally don't go.
Right. You know what? I think that's a whole other conversation that I have. I have a very strong opinion, hard to believe, about gyms and gym memberships, because I've met a lot of gym owners over the years and tried to get them involved in running flat, running events, and had no success for a lot of reasons. Too many that I can actually start off on the air here. So, but yeah, without a doubt, it was. I'm of the opinion that resolutions are kind of like, well, I hate to say, kind of like a Valentine's Day thing, right? Well, every day should be Valentine's Day. You should always tell your loved ones you love them, right? Yeah. You shouldn't just wait for that one day. And it's the same thing with resolutions. If you want to lose weight, you're going to lose weight. Don't wait for January 1st. So on December 30th, say, oh, I'm going to, you know, it's my last stick of butter I'm going to eat, you know.
Because some of them are the givens that, you know, you go through Christmas, you do tend to overindulge with drinking in particular. But it's not like you usually do the rest of the year. But it's funny how come January you go, oh, I'm going to stop drinking so much. Even though really, it was only 2 or 3 weeks where you were really, really overdoing it, right?
I'm going to get down to a case.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
A case of beer, I promise. Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, like when I say about the gym membership too, not to sound like a hypocrite, like I do have a gym membership. I love going to the gym, but I'm surprised how many people do buy the gym memberships and then just don't use them. I think you have to have that motivation. You have to have that mindset that you're actually going to use the thing because you want to get fit, not because you have a New Year's resolution that you're going to get fit.
Correct.
You know?
And I guess one of the funny things too is that you know, we're broadcasting live from Windsor, Detroit, for those who are listening to us on iTunes. And when you think about, I just took a drive through Windsor, and I can't believe the amount of gyms we have. We always have like more gyms per capita than any other city in the world that have opened up in the last year or two.
It's been a ton of independent gyms now.
Right, exactly. But you know what? We're hitting quarter to the hour, and we want to get Michelle Prince on. You're in next week with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got some new Run to Learn clinics that are going to be opening up shortly, correct?
I do. I'm taking Kelly's crew's coming back. We're starting. We have actually a meeting on Saturday at Johnny Shots at 1:00. It's a sign up for Kelly's crew, the half marathon clinic, which is going to start. And I'm also starting a Learn to Run clinic, which is going to run on Wednesday nights. And all those races, especially the half marathon clinic, will be geared towards the chocolate run for anyone. You know, I know a lot of people out there thinking, well, I'm running the chocolate. I can do it. The thing is, it's winter, it's cold. You may need a group to have that little motivation to get you out doing it. So if anyone wants to stop by, like I said, it's Johnny Shots at 1:00 on Saturday, and it's going to be the half and full marathon clinic as well as a Learn to Run clinic.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Le Chocolat over the holidays was really selling it. And what's amazing is as we cleared New Year's, the registrations have gone through the roof. You know, it's approaching more than halfway sold out, and we launched this week Canada Day. We launched that yesterday, which had a huge sale yesterday. And what's really amazing with Canada Day is we have more foreigners from Toronto, Aurora, even Michigan, who who've registered than local Windsor Essex folks. And
that's surprising.
It always surprises me. And Le Chocolat is exactly the same way as well. We have a huge contingent from Chicago, from Toronto, from Ottawa, all coming down to Windsor to run this. Next week, we hope to have a huge announcement regarding Le Chocolat and the half marathon, the 10K and the 5K, but especially the 10K. And we hope to have our friends from Athletics Canada with us next week to discuss that. And but all those races and Run for Heroes is opening this week as well in Amherstburg for September 20th. That's
Alrighty,
opening
aye.
For the half marathon, the 10K, and the kids marathon only. Those are the only three events this year. They will be opening up on Friday. And all of those events and more are on runningflat.com. And if you want to hear past episodes that we did last year, you can either get them on runningflat.com or on iTunes. So, hey, Kelly, we'll see you next week, and take care.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Have a good show.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Hockey fanatic, we're talking to you. You know who you are. Your idea of serving breakfast is giving each of your kids a fork and dropping a pancake in the middle of the table. When you come to a traffic light and the light turns green, you stop. When it turns red, you start cheering. You consider the Forum in Montreal a place of worship. And you keep a picture of the Stanley Cup in your wallet in front of the picture of your family. For some, hockey isn't just a game. It's a way of life. And that means you probably know a hockey team deserving of the coveted title AM 800's Hockey Team of the Week. Enter them online at AM800CKLW.com. If your team is picked, they'll be announced Wednesday mornings at 8:10 by Steve Bell on the Morning Drive. Each player will score a Minor Hockey Team of the Week certificate and sport water bottle, as well as a team victory breakfast at McDonald's. AM 800's Minor Hockey Team of the Week.
AM 800's Minor Hockey Team of the Week. Brought to you by McCafe at McDonald's. Get a McCafe small premium roast coffee and a fresh baked muffin for only $1.69 plus tax.
Before I went to Ford, I talked to other car dealers and said, I need a new car now. And they said, yes, sir, but we need a payment now. And I said, I don't feel like paying right now. And they said, that's not how it works. And I said, well, that's where we disagree.
Don't pay for 90 days when you purchase finance a vehicle monthly at 0% during the now extended Ford year-end pricing clear-out. Or get great year-end truck cash on F-Series. Plus, get an additional $500 winter warm-up bonus on select new vehicles. Head to your nearest Ford store because it ends February 2nd. See Ford.ca for details.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques.
Hey, Dad, is this a new song in French?
It's not that new. I learned it when I was your age.
Hey, Mom, do you think they'll know it at my new French school?
Of course they will. Pierre, I'm so glad we're sending Sarah to a French school. Their results are impressive. I'm sure she'll receive everything she needs to succeed.
Yes, and in a Catholic French language school, they value what's important to us.
To find a Catholic French language school near you, go to myfrenchschool.com.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of flurries, gusty wind, a low of minus 14. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, gusty wind, a high of minus 11. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low of minus 16. Thursday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, a high of minus 10. Friday, mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 8. Once again, mainly cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of flurries, gusty wind, and a low of minus 14.
Mind if I sit here?
Sure.
Hey, our coffee's matched. McCafe, well played.
Yeah, it's good. Not too bitter, not too weak.
If Goldilocks drank coffee, this'd be it. It's a medium dark roast. Tastes just right. Oh, you should have got the muffin, too. They bake them right there.
Oh, commuter fail by me.
Can't go from A to B without A great coffee and a beautiful muffin.
Oh, my stop. Gonna get that muffin tomorrow.
Get a McCafe small premium roast coffee and a muffin for $1.69 plus tax. Only at McDonald's McCafe. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
AM 800 CKLW.
I thank you for taking my call.
The place to talk in Windsor, Essex.
I thank you also for the great work that you do.
The original social media.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski in studio. And welcome back to our New Year's show. Our next guest is someone who's a dear friend of mine, probably for almost 20 years now. And she's been on the show and really a popular guest we had last year, where she talked about being a chiropractor, owning the Lifetime Wellness Center. She has a high-profile husband who is the past mayor of the city of Windsor, and she talks openly about dealing with colon cancer. My dear friend, Dr. Michelle Prince, is online. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hello, Chris. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How are you feeling?
Awesome. I really, truly am.
I wanted to get you on for the first show in January, just to kind of update everybody who was listening last year, and if they're wondering, you know, how you're doing, just to kind of tell us how your treatments went and how are you doing right now?
Yeah, well, it's coming up to 1 year since I was diagnosed with colon cancer. I'm about almost 6 months post-treatment, if you will, and medically speaking, all is clear and well, so I'm thrilled with that, obviously. That's a big deal for me. You know, if someone's approaching their five-year mark, it might not seem... When you hit it, listen, you ring the bell, for sure. But I'm pretty fresh, so every 6 months it's going to go by is going to be pretty darned happy to celebrate on my part. So everything's clear and well. I'm happy with that. I still do my vitamin C treatments.
The infusion.
Yep, the infusions. I give myself something called mistletoe injections. These are all naturopathic treatments. I'm down to about 40 supplements a day. I was up in the 100 to 150 range when I was really going hard at treatment. But now that I'm sort of in remission, if you will, I'm down to only about 40 pills a day.
Okay.
Which might be a lot for people, but it's a cakewalk for me now. So that's really the mainstay of what I do. You know, clean eating, obviously. Different eating for colon cancer, for sure.
Right.
But those naturopathic treatments really sustain and give me kind of solace that I'm doing something for myself instead of just wondering if it's ever going to come back. I feel like I've got my boxing gloves on and I'm arming myself with some really good, effective, and proven treatment.
So there's a major diet change. So is that more like a cruciferous vegetable type of...
You got it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we always strive to eat it, but now, I mean, if it's not on my plate, pretty much three meals a day, you know, I get it on there. Even if I'm having some leftover cauliflower for breakfast, it's just what I do now. There's so much power in what we already know on how we can prevent cancer, in particular in my case, but how we can live a better life. It's not rocket science anymore. We have the knowledge of what we need to do. But when you are faced with a life-threatening illness, you just do it. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You just do it.
So
that's where I'm at.
Let me ask you, did you appreciate your New Year's resolution?
Yeah, and listen, I was just happy to be here for New Year's, ringing in the New Year. I said that 2014 could go and you know what it,
yeah,
and I was
pretty
happy to do that. Yeah, there's a lot of celebrating on New Year's Eve, that's for sure. But, you know, it's funny because just talking resolutions in general for a New Year's show, I've never been a fan of them. But I tell you, my life really did change, and I did set a lot of goals when I was diagnosed with cancer. And I guess maybe those are resolutions in themselves, you know, spend more time with the family. When you're there, be present, put down the phone. All the things we say we're going to do, and I just had that almost blessing of cancer, if you will, to just do it. So I do. We're very disconnected at home now. We unplug the phones. The kids are on their iPads, but they get a pass. They don't know any better. So, but, you know, Eddie and I, we're off our phones now, and it's really changed our family dynamic and our marital dynamic. It's actually fantastic.
Wow. And how's the radio show?
Because
you have a radio
cool,
show.
Yeah. On the heels of you.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. I mean, you can reach a lot of people. I mean, of course, we're Windsor, Essex County centric, but, you know, with these podcasts, it goes so much bigger than that. And, you know, I have to say not a day goes by that I'm not messaged by someone on my blog that's newly diagnosed or their spouse is diagnosed or their, you know, their loved one. And what can I do to help? And, you know, I just try and point them in the right direction, but I didn't realize how much of a need there was for that, for people to talk about it. It's just such that big C word still. So just talking about it has been huge.
Let me ask you. So it's been a year, but let's say it's been almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're 6 months out of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
you're doing the radio show now, and you've gone through the entire process. You've seen the U.S. side of the process, the Canadian side of the process.
That's right.
Where's the big disconnect, in your opinion, on cancer treatment and the big C word, the mystery behind it?
Boy, that's a loaded question on so many levels. I mean, a lot of it is politics, ironically, which I'm no stranger to, obviously. So, I mean, there's even politics within our own cancer center. Everything's a red tape and a bureaucracy, and where are we going to get the next dollar to pay for this treatment or that treatment? And then there's, you know, philosophical differences from institution to institution. I'm not sure that we'll ever have everybody on the same page. But I think that part of the role of what I set out with in doing the radio show was that if we can get the patients talking, then we can move the agenda forward a little bit more.
Right.
Because we used to go in just that, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, doctor, I'll do what you say. And not that we're saying we're not going to do what they say. We're just saying we'd like a bigger role in this process. And so it becomes more patient-centered than it is doctor-centered. And I think that's really going to drive the process.
Is it empowerment?
For sure. And listen, when you've got cancer, you need a little bit of power because you feel like it's been stripped away, like everything you did in your life was a joke and you got hit with this for no good reason, because most of the times it's just bad luck. We'd love to say it's genetics and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but a lot of times it's just plain old bad luck. So we want to get past that and get patients engaged. And what else can I do? Or when I'm not under treatment, what can I do to be strengthening my body? No different than training for a marathon. You know, what can I do to be the best in this really crappy situation?
Right. Are you running?
I can't feel my feet still. There's one side effect of this whole thing.
All right.
And it's very common after chemotherapy to have neuropathies. And it's especially common with the colon cancer drugs. So I have not much feeling in my feet.
Well, hopefully we'll see out at Le Choco lot anyway in May.
Right. I can walk about 10 minutes of it, and then if you get me a chair, I'll sit down for a little bit.
Awesome.
Walk a little bit more.
You bet. No, we'll do that for you. No problem at all. Well, you know what? Happy New Year, Michelle.
Thank
wishing you,
you
the best
it's
in 15.
Good to be here.
Yeah, and it's great having you and wishing you all the best. Michelle's radio program is called Taking Charge of Your Health. It is on this radio station. It is on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And it's also on iTunes, Dr. Michelle Prince. Michelle, thanks.
Thank you. We'll be back next week. We're getting bumped for the Spitz game tomorrow. We'll be back next week to start our New Year's show.
You got to take care. All the best.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
You are listening to AM 800 CKLW, and this is the Running Flat Radio Program.
AM 800.
It's just ridiculous.
I mean, come on.
You know, I don't see what the issue is.
The talk station in Windsor, Essex.
Okay, just when you thought you couldn't live it up after all that holiday spending, Boston Pizza brings you 10 seriously tasty meals at just $10 each. You can have bacon mac and cheese one day and delicious steak and mushroom pizza the next. I mean, 10 meals for $10 each? If that's not living it up, then I don't want to know what is. Some restrictions and taxes apply. Dine-in only. 10 for $10 available at participating Boston Pizza locations for a limited time. See in-store for details.
Psst! Want to know a secret? It's in the sauce. But don't tell the kids.
The Pasta House, where all pasta dishes are made from scratch using Durham semolina flour, Ontario beef, and an array of fresh vegetables. Get as many as 3 to 4 veggie servings in one meal. Choose from prepared dinners or bring home fresh pasta, fresh sauce, and just boil water. It's that easy. Visit the Pasta House, 465 Erie Street East, just west of Howard. Now available at Sobeys in St. Clair Beach.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul Pedro.
A flu alert has been issued by Hotel Du Grace Healthcare. Hospital officials say there's only one confirmed case of the flu right now, but they're monitoring other suspected cases. If you have the flu, do not visit patients at Hotel Du Grace Healthcare. 2 days have been set aside this month to address several unresolved issues left over from arbitration between Windsor firefighters and the city. The 42-hour work week is underway, but there are still some loose ends to tie up. And Windsor West MP Brian Massey is calling for the new Minister of Veterans Affairs to reopen the 9 closed Veterans Affairs offices, including the one in West Windsor. AM 800 Sports coach Randy Carlisle has been fired by the Leafs. The Wings are in Edmonton tonight. And the Habs are home to Tampa Bay tonight. Game is just about to get underway. From the AM 800 Weather Center, mainly cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of flurries, gusty wind, a low of minus 14, mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, gusty wind, a high of minus 11, partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low of minus 16. Right now in Windsor Essex, minus 9 Celsius, that is 16 Fahrenheit. With the wind chill, it feels like minus 19 Celsius or minus 2 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul Pedro, AM 800 News.
When you're able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons to the full 26.2 miles. We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. It's Chris Uzinski. If you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio, we are a show based all about running and endurance sports and cycling and triathlon. And, you know, over and above that, I guess, is the envelope of fitness. And we have experts on all the time to talk about, you know, nutrition and training programs. And today being, you know, your New Year's resolution show is like no other. We have Danielle Mingay and Chris Mingay from Adrenaline Extreme Fitness, which is a local company. Welcome to Running Flat Radio.
Awesome to be here.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You know what? You guys have always done such amazing stuff in the community. Why don't you explain to everybody what is Adrenaline Extreme Fitness?
Adrenaline is like just, it's all out. It's extreme, but we get all levels. We have anywhere from beginners to triathletes, marathon runners, everybody, young, old, men, women. It's kind of a full level of training.
But you're not a gym. You're not a physical location. I think that's what I find fascinating about what you guys do, is that you don't have like a shingle.
No.
Yeah. In the winter time, right now we're training out of the WFCU Center, so we do all our classes there. We do some really cool programs, things that you can't do in a gym. We just came from a class in the Spitz Bowl. So we are running the Spitz Bowl, doing stairs, and you know that. I guess that's where we get our Adrenaline Extreme Fitness from.
So that's a hockey arena where you'll actually tell all of your clients to show up at this specific location?
Yeah, well, they have a huge gymnasium in there with tons of equipment, surround sound, showers, like everything you could think of. So it's the biggest kind of gym you can train in. We get 50, 60 people in there, and we kill it, and there's enough room for everybody. And then in the Spitz Bowl, there's 90 steps to the top. So we hit 980 all the way around, and we'll hit all those like maybe 100 times. So we kill it up those stairs. So I'm really lucky to have that training center there to use. And in the summer, we're outside. And then we have run Urban Surf Company, and we have an outdoor kind of gym set up there right on our property. So it is kind of neat. I've been doing Adrenaline now for almost nine years. And like you said, I haven't had a studio. And to be successful at it, and it's still going, it's been pretty cool. I'm thankful for all my clients. I've had people with me from day one. So
is the motivation or like kind of like the spirit behind the company kind of like anti-facility? Like it's all about kind of using existing infrastructure instead of actually getting into like a universal where you've actually got like circuits worked out?
Yeah, I mean, we step outside the box. We do work the elements. One class that really, I think, emphasizes our soul and what we put into, you know, Adrenaline as a company is our Unleashed class. And this is one that, what we do is we meet every week, every Wednesday we would meet at a different location around Windsor, whether it's, you know, right downtown on the waterfront, or we'll meet someplace in Old Riverside, and we'll just hit the streets. We have no planned direction. We'll just run, you know, we'll stop, we'll do exercises, we'll work whatever's around us. And sometimes we'll do that for 3 hours. We really just go with the energy of the group. Yeah. And that's
we unleash it,
and it's an amazing class. And I mean, yeah, if you're going to put one class that represents what Danielle is and what her training style is, Unleashed definitely, you know, represents that. But, you know, we do also have, you know, the traditional boot camp style classes, the stair class. Obviously, Urban Surf Company is closely tied, and we do, you know, training on paddleboards. So we definitely do work the elements, water, hills,
beach,
stairs, beach,
hill. We're not anti-gym at all, but we're, you know, I've just always started it that way and it's gone well and it's fun. And you get that type of people that like that and they don't want to go in the gym and they don't want to maybe go to a studio and do the typical thing. And they just want some crazy chick to push them through these crazy limits. They might not, you know, ever think about that gym or sorry, that beach in the same way again when they drive by it. Or we go, like, we'll be driving down the street and I'll be like, oh my gosh, we were doing like handstand push-ups off that restaurant wall like last week.
So Danielle, where does that motivation come from?
I don't know, like it's just in me. I don't know where it comes from. It's just I'll be running and I'll be like, okay, we're gonna use that like edge of that flower pot and I'm gonna get people to put their feet on it and put their hands on the ground. And I don't know where it comes from, but it's just in me and I love it. I do a lot of workout videos. I'm pumping out workout videos on our AxeFit YouTube channel as much as I can. I love sharing what I have and what I know, and I'm really good at training. I'm not good at everything, but I know how to kick butt.
Yeah, I'm amazed every day. You're a workout artist. That's what you are, a workout artist.
Chris always says that. He's like, how did you think of that tonight? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. So it's a lot of fun.
So you guys are launching a new program that is a 12-week body transformation competition.
Yes, competition.
Can you explain how that works?
Yes.
And what that is?
Basically, our 12-week competition, it's, something for the new year. And what we're doing is we have...
It's not like I'm anti-New Year.
Yes, you are.
I'm kind of getting that vibe here.
So am I.
I'm not the anti-New Year guy. I don't want it to be 2014.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Regardless, what we're doing with the 12-week competition is we started off... Yesterday, we did fit test. So everybody came in, and Danielle, she put together all the different elements of the adrenaline training style that measure your fitness, you know, power, stability, endurance, recovery. And we had everybody go through those steps. We recorded it. And what we're going to do now is every month on the Monday, we're going to re-record and see, you know, how you're progressing through.
Right.
So it's a good way to, you know, get accountable. We're going to post this on our website so people can see how everyone else is doing, you know, motivate themselves to improve their numbers. And then on top of that, what we're doing is we're adding with that, you know, resources to go along with it. So we're talking about nutrition. We're posting blog, you know, lifestyle tips, fitness videos. Danielle makes audio workouts. So we really just want to coach people for 12 weeks on all elements of their fitness, lifestyle. And then at the end of the day, we want to see who makes, of course, it's a competition. We want to see who makes the biggest change. And, you know, it's going to be based on a couple things, you know, those stats. So percentage change. We did before and after pictures, and then, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. What motivates a person to get involved?
What do you mean, in my training?
Yeah, into your organization. Think about all the average people out there right now who are sitting on their couch. We're constantly talking to them about getting off the couch, get into a 5K.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of reasons why you want to be a runner or a walker in an organized event. It's a great social atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You meet a lot of great people when you go out there on a training night or go to like the Amherstburg Running Club or the Bell River Running Club or your local running club, because everyone there has the common mind to help each other and get things involved and do trips together and then do social outings together. And it's, you know what, it's a great lifestyle. So what motivates persons to go to the boot camp? Or the extreme boot camp or the urban boot camp or the other programs that you have.
Yeah, the same kind of thing. Like people want to, you know, I get a lot of people that come out and they'll say, well, I just don't want to go to the gym. I go there and I don't know what to do. Or, you know, I get there and I want to be a part of a group. So we get that a lot. So same kind of thing. People want to be a part of a group. A lot of people say they're scared to come try adrenaline. And that's something, you know, we are extreme fitness and it is hard and it's tough and I'm going to push you to your limits. But I also want people to know that, you know, you come out, it's just that first step. I work with you. I work with these people and I, you know, build them in slowly. We don't just expect you to do what Johnny's been doing for the last 4 years in my class. But I think what drives people is they just want something different. They want change and they've heard good things and good results. So everyone that comes and sticks with me has excellent results. We push hard. We push you to your limit and then some every single class. Sometimes I think these people are a little like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm yelling at them. I'm like, are they really going to do this drill that I'm just asking them to do? Like, oh my gosh, they're doing it. And I'm kind of like floored. So then I'll push them a little more and they keep going. So I'm really proud of all my clients that come out and the new people that come out and step out there. And some come back and some don't. And that's the thing with New Year's resolutioners. As a trainer, I love it. because it's like today I had 12 new people show up at one of my classes, and it's my job to keep them there, right? So they can show up, and yeah, people can fall off their New Year's resolutions, but if you have the support and you have a good trainer or a good running coach or a gym, you know, people in the gym, the staff, they can help you stay, right? So,
and I do want to talk more about motivation right after this, but before we do that, I want to get into my song of the week, because every week we do a song of the week, usually a new song that's out there. This one's actually by Modest Mouse, the Lampshades on Fire, which is their new album that'll be out this spring, and they'll be out on tour. One of my favorites, only because Johnny Marr from the Smiths is the guitarist, and hopefully we'll get the song of the week on. Right after these messages on AM800 CKLW.
Agent Carter, all hands on deck.
A CTV special 2-hour premiere.
You look like a lady looking to dance.
I'm afraid I'd only step on your toes.
When the mission matters.
You work at the phone company. It ain't life and death.
You have no idea.
Send in a one-woman army.
What's your name, darling?
Agent.
The secret weapon of choice.
You boys play nice.
Marvel's Agent Carter, new series at a special time, starts tonight at 8 on CTV.
Remember grade school? The math, the reading, the writing, and speech reciting. And to make things even more fun, the homework. Let's face it, school's not a cakewalk. And kids these days deserve a little credit. That's why we have the AM 800 Class of the Week. If you know of a class, grades JK through 8, that consistently go above and beyond, visit AM800CKLW.com and nominate them for AM 800's Class of the Week. Farms Blumenrag will pay a visit to the winning class with breakfast from McDonald's, a backpack from Monarch Basics for each student, and a framed certificate for the classroom. Winners will be announced every Friday at 8:20 on the morning drive.
The AM 800 Class of the Week, brought to you by McCafe at McDonald's. Get a McCafe small premium roast coffee and a fresh baked muffin for only $1.69 plus tax. Monarch Basics, your source for Keurig brewers and K-Cups. With a wide variety of flavors in stock at the lowest prices, they're sure to have what you need. Monarch Basics, Southwestern Ontario's largest office products dealer. And AM 800.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. Mainly cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of flurries, gusty wind, and a low of minus 14. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, gusty wind, a high of minus 11. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, a low of minus 16. Cloudy Thursday, 60% chance of flurries, a high of minus 10. Mix of sun and cloud Friday, a 40% chance of flurries, and a high of minus 8. Once again, tonight, mainly cloudy, a 60% chance of flurries, gusty wind, and a low of minus 14.
These are the final days of Leon's biggest ever Boxing Week sale. Time is running out to get amazing Boxing Day specials throughout every Leon's showroom. You'll find sofas starting from only $448, complete bedroom packages from only $898, and you'll save up to 60% on Sealy mattresses. Plus, get amazing prices on the latest UHD TVs and stainless steel appliances. Leon's amazing Boxing Day sale ends Tuesday. Visit Leon's or leons.ca today.
Helping you achieve your personal best. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
Come on.
Lampshades on Fire by Modest Mouse, first single off their new album that's coming out later on this spring. You are in tune to AM800 CKLW. This is the Running Flat Radio Show. Live in studio with us today is Danielle and Chris Mingay from Adrenaline Extreme Fitness. And we were just talking about some of your live classes, and you're doing a bunch at the WFCU where the Windsor Spitfires play. So you're really more kind of, I hate to say it, kind of, but like us, event related, where you actually have a destination spot, people congregate there, and you actually do your workouts. But you also have like an online aspect to you, where I know last year you were doing like a video a day. That was for the month of May, you were saying?
Video of the day for the month of May. And when I started, it was fun. It was fun for the whole thing. But as a person making a video every day and editing and putting up, it got a bit challenging. But it's fun, and people loved it, and they asked me to do it all the time. So I'll be doing it again.
So where can people find those videos?
People can go to YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/axfit, you can find that. Also on our website, axfit.com, we have a blog on there, and there are also links to everything that we're on Instagram, YouTube, and there's on Danielle's YouTube channel, there's probably about 500 to 600 videos, and they're big. We get people from all around the world that are emailing in and asking questions, and you know, asking for different workouts and saying how amazing it's been. So it's cool. We also do audio workouts that are on our website. So it's actually Danielle who's, you know, training you in your ears. You can put these on. Press play, run out your door, and you have basically a 45-minute amazing workout that's going to have you know, people around you wondering, wow, who is this guy? Who is this girl? That is quite the workout.
So let's talk about it's the first Running Flat show of January. It's our resolution show. I want to be fit. I want to start. Where do I start?
Well, I think you have to set realistic goals. Sometimes people, like, they say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and they have like 10 things they're going to do, and then you're not going to be able to do them all. You got to be realistic with your goals. Pick something you know you can achieve. Write them down. We're big on telling our clients, write down your goals, put it on your fridge, put it in your room, put it places you're going to see it. Talk about it with your friends and family. Get support. So I think being realistic with your goals is important. What else, Chris?
Yeah, I think the main thing is writing it down and we hear this all the time, you know, be specific, write it down. But it's so true. You got to write it down. You got to be specific, and you got to put a date. You know, if you say you want to get fit this year, it's like, how is that going to happen? You can't just throw it in the sky and it's going to happen. You got to put a date. I'm going to hit the gym on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, and give an exact time and how long you're going to be there. So I think, you know, part of goal setting and resolutions is just that. Be specific and be realistic.
I think, too, like... keeping it kind of simple sometimes. You don't always have to make it such a big thing. Maybe I'm not going to go to the gym for an hour every day, but start with 20 minutes or doing something at home, you know, just doing any that kind of thing. And it's mind, body, soul, you know, get to bed a little early, get some more sleep. Maybe it's, you know, trying a green smoothie every day, or that's what we're doing too.
What's with the green smoothies?
Well, people are afraid to try green smoothies because they think they're going to taste bad. But really, when you put spinach and with some fruit and water or almond milk or something.
I drink lemongrass, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's fine, too. You don't even taste the green stuff. So it's a way to get those green vegetables in you before you even head out your door in the morning. So just even doing something like that doesn't have to be always a fitness goal. It could be something like that, or just cleaning out your closets. Like the first week of January, Chris and I, we cleaned out our closets, got rid of some clothes, donated them. Because that's true. Like when your room and your closets and your house feel clean, you know, you just feel all around a little more, you know?
Yeah, we were even talking at class tonight with some clients about, you know, rearranging your bedroom. There's something about that just kind of resets your mind. It's, you know, behavior therapy.
Yeah.
Just you wake up in the morning, you're on a new foot, you're doing new things, and, you know, it's a clean slate. So sometimes just, you know, rearranging a little
bit.
We
changed our room last week.
This is a fact.
For New Year's, we did. We're like, it's a new year, let's change our room. We put the bed here, and we're in there, and we feel like it's like a whole new room. We love it. Our daughter, we did the same thing with Raya's room, too.
Okay, so I want to start a program. So someone's listening, they're on the couch or they're driving home right now from a busy day at work, and they're going, I really, really want to start. Maybe I want to start with like a 20-day or like a maybe a one-month program or a six-week program, maybe 20 minutes a day, you know, maybe some plyometrics. Like, you know, do you have something like that that people could download and they could go at home at it or what?
Yeah, well, you could go on the YouTube channel and just type in, like, you know, beginner workouts, or all my videos are from 5 to 15, 18 minutes. So a lot of people from all over the world. Like we said, I had a girl from Egypt write me today, say, I'm doing your stuff and thank you so much. I was like, whoa, it's so cool. She just started and she said, you know what? I'm new. I've never done anything. And I just did your 5-minute core crush and I feel really good. And then, you know, other people say I did, you know, the 5-minute and now I'm starting to add like another 5-minute leg one. So, you know, just starting with small stuff like that. Maybe it's grabbing a skipping rope and just skipping for 10 minutes at home or going to the gym, but getting out and trying. Our like you said, that I heard on the show earlier, talking about all these gyms and studios, we have so many in our city. We have great resources, and I think it's pretty awesome, all the trainers out there and coaches and the different things going on. I say just go. Like, you can think, oh, you know, what should I do? Should I just go?
Yeah, don't plan it as much. Show up.
Right.
And the trainer who's going to be there, wherever you go in Windsor, there's so many new, smaller places opening up, boutique, and, you know, the person there, you talk to them, they'll get you a plan together. I know that if somebody walks into one of our programs, if they do, they just go to the website, look at the classes, see the schedule, choose which one they want to go to, and they come in, we'll talk to them about, you know, figuring out a realistic schedule, whether some people work morning, some midnight. So you just got to look at what works with your schedule and, you know, talk to somebody about it. Just show up, you know, don't start setting unrealistic goals. Just do it.
Yeah. You know, it's a really funny thing about running flat. For those who are just tuning in today, Running Flat produces races. We have Le Chocolat coming in May, which is a half marathon, a 10K and a 5K. It's our Mother's Day primer. Lots of chocolate, lots of wine, lots of firemen.
Sounds fun.
It's fun, fun, fun. We also have the Canada Day race, which opened up this week as well in Amherstburg, where we choose like a great Canadian that you actually get to vote for and their head goes on the medal. We're really blessed as an organization that we've done well with our participation rates because we've made things so much fun in our races. We've lowered the anxiety level and really the anticipation of racing versus coming out and having a great social experience and at the same time knocking out 5K.
Yeah, and it's fun. Yeah.
Or 10K.
I hear that a lot about your runs, that like clients of mine, that a lot of my clients go to your races and they say, it's just so fun. I love it. And it's so true.
And we're so blessed that we've been able to do that with, you know, great staff and incredible volunteers. And it's one of the things that, you know, our uptake level is well over 60% of newbies who come into the sport that we've never, ever introduced into our sport, that they've never been in the 5K or in cross country during school. And that's the beauty of the position that we're in, is that we're able to kind of bring people into this and say, you know what, this is what running is and look how much fun this is. And not only is it fun and you get a medal and you get a shirt or whatever the swag is, but you get to meet all kinds of really cool people and people who are like-minded and also are looking at fitness as their goals. But one of the things that we struggle with as runners, and there's a lot of seasoned runners that listen to this show and download it as a podcast, is stretching.
Yeah.
Like, we don't stretch. We
gotta stretch.
I know.
Hit up some yoga.
I know, but that's the problem, is that traditionally they go, okay, I've got a half hour. I'm going to go knock out, you know, 6-7K, come back in, and, you know, I'm done for the day. I don't have time to stretch before, don't have time to stretch after. And
gotta stretch.
I know, but
I hear that so much. Runners are just running, I can't come. I'm not coming to your class for the next 6 months or 6 weeks. I have this race, and I think that's, you know, I'm power to running. I love running too, but you have to take time to stretch or cross train, especially stretching. Like, you guys work your body so hard, and if you're not getting that stretching, and you're gonna have injuries, so you gotta take time and stretch, Chris.
I know, but what you have to do, because now you're on a running show. You have to build that argument about stretching and about it, because you know what, a lot of runners, they hear it, but they don't do it. And, you know, I know that, you know, we talk about it. That,
but
you know,
why?
It's important, but I know.
Why not?
Because I think
you take the sport serious. You should be stretching.
I think it's about laziness. And it's also, I think, a lot about building those habits.
Yeah.
Right? That there isn't the habit of stretching before or afterwards. I think it's just much easier to book a deep tissue massage on Friday afternoons, you know, because you know you're doing a bunch of long runs coming up. I think that's probably the excuse or maybe the resolution to get around that daily stretching.
And maybe it's what stretch to do. You know, maybe some people just, you know, you're not sure what to do. Maybe that's a swag you can give away as a stretch card.
Maybe it's stretching for endurance athletes only.
Yeah.
Right. And not getting around and doing all the extra stuff is like, look, this is what we have to do.
Yeah, or you, maybe they don't feel they have time, but sometimes it's just doing the simple things is when you're in the shower after. Stretching in the shower, you got to be careful. You don't want to be sliding all over. But when your body's hot and warm in the shower, you can bend over. Use if you have a pole in there that you can grab onto and kind of stretch, that's good too.
How big of a shower do you guys have?
Well, we won't go there. But get out of that shower and do it there too. Like, you only got to do a minute of stretching if that's all you want to make time for. But start stretching, runners.
You got to do it.
You know, you may have convinced me that resolutions are worthwhile.
They are. I love them. I'm all for them.
I hope so, yeah. Everything has its day.
Danielle and Chris Mingy, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate you guys. And they are from the Adrenaline Extreme Fitness, and your URL is?
It's www.axfit.com.
You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. Keep running.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.